Dear Ollie, I heard your show on Lakeshore Radio August 1st, and I felt so badly for Buster, that little Mexican chihuahua who was worried about being sent to Mexico, especially when he had never lived there. You answered in such a caring manner. Luckily, Victoria was there to translate your words so we could understand what you really meant. Our son Sam translates techie talk into talk real people can understand. So I get it. It's quite an art. I have a friend with a chihuahua dog named Maria. She is loyal, alert, intelligent, graceful, and charming. And her woman-human loves her because she is tiny and fits nicely into her purse to keep her company wherever she goes. But like Buster, she's worried about a breed-specific ban or deportation. Dog lovers know that the diversity of dogs is so valuable. The many breeds, sizes, and colors they come in, their different countries of origin and their behaviors, that enriches our lives. What if she were swept up, so to speak, especially if she's been a good dog and a good companion and never really did anything wrong? Signed, Bobby Galler, Union Township.
Dear Bobby, Buster the Chihuahua is still upset about all of this immigration stuff. There are still children in detention centers run by our government, and their parents are scattered to the four corners. I fear for the children behind wire barricades, or what we call crates or cages in the animal shelter community. In the world of dog, a puppy must stay with its mother until 9 weeks old to learn how to get along in their world. I have heard that human children must be with a caring parent until 6 or 8 years old to obtain the maximum development, or, simply put, to learn how to get along in the human world. Reports like the recording from ProPublica, which obtained children crying for their parents, or accounts of children in temporary foster care crying themselves to sleep every night, inspire in a lot of people the idea that something deeply wrong is happening. They make it apparent that not only are children being harmed, but they may be harmed permanently. It seems to be, in a word, traumatic. But when we call family separation traumatic, what does that actually mean? Over the past few decades, we've gained a lot of insight into this question, and one of the foremost experts on it is Nadine Burke Harris, an American pediatrician whose organization, the Center for Youth Wellness, does research and clinical work on adverse childhood experiences that may increase the likelihood for risky health behaviors, chronic health conditions, low life potential, toxic stress, or an early death. The key to preventing an adverse childhood experience from metastasizing into toxic stress, Harris and others have concluded, is having a safe, stable, nurturing relationship with an adult caregiver during an early childhood. I wonder what the long-term effect will be for children of immigrants to America still separated from their parents. I know firsthand what the effect is of a puppy being separated from its mother too soon. Sickness, death, or the inability to adapt to life as a well-behaved dog in a human family. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.